You're listening to The Primary. My name is Addie Yost, and I am a senior at Carmel High School. This semester, I will be creating a daily diary as my experience as a cadet teacher at Mohawk Trails Elementary School. So this semester, I'm going to be working with Mrs. Malin's second grade class, the second half of every other day. I'm so excited for that. It's definitely a very fortunate opportunity that I have that I know not everyone gets to have. And the reason that I really, really want to work with these kids and work with Mrs. Malin is because elementary school, those years were the best years of my life. So I wanted to start off on my first day. My first day was August 29th, 2016, and it definitely was a little nerve-wracking day. Of course, I was excited, you know, to see all the new kids and stuff, but, you know, it was definitely a new experience. And so I'm going to start off with me driving there. And so I'm driving there and I'm really nervous. Right before I turn in, I turn into the exit instead of the entrance, which I learned not to do that. So I was a little anxious, a little nervous. You know, it was something new. And I made a poster for the first day to introduce myself to the kids. And so I get that out of my car and I walk up to the school to sign in.
Okay, have you ever been here before?
I have, yeah. I went to elementary school.
You did?
Here. I did, yes.
Okay, her room number, second grade, is room 25, and it's back in that corner.
Okay, yes. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, yeah, it started off a little weird and awkward when I first went to sign in. You definitely can tell that there's some nervousness in my voice, but nevertheless, I was very excited to be there. One thing that was kind of weird was once I walked into the classroom, there was no one there. And my teacher had emailed me the week prior that telling me that she wasn't going to be there and that there was going to be a sub and an IA in the room, you know, with me. And so when I got there, there was no one there. And so I sat there for a little bit waiting for someone to come in. And eventually the sub and the IA came in. And my first job as a cadet teacher was cutting out little laminated fish. So after I cut out the laminated fish, that was my first job, after about 30 minutes, the prep time was over. The kids, they were in gym class. I actually was able to work with a group of kids already, you know, this early in the process. And so I took a group of kids out into the hallway and I gave them a social studies test, which was pretty cool, being able to work, you know, 4-on-1, you know, already on my first day.
Guys, you're going in the hallway.
And so what you're hearing right now is, you know, the sounds of getting ready for a test. The kids are getting, you know, their dividers and stuff for the test. And what my job was is to go out into the hallway and read the test to 4 different little students who maybe needed help, you know, understanding the question and understanding what the answer choices were. And so it was really awesome being able to go out there and, you know, help them out with that. As you know, once you become a little bit more familiar with the situation, you become a little less nervous. And so on my second day, I was a lot less nervous, a lot more excited, you know, to see the little kids that I'd already made a relationship with on the first day. And I was also really excited to see Mrs. Malin because she hadn't been there the day prior. So on my second day, it was a little bit different. So when I first got there, I was able to talk with Mrs. Malin for a little while, you know, kind of catch up since, you know, third grade. It's been almost 10 years. I was able to talk to her, and I actually hung up a new alphabet above the whiteboard, and I actually messed up doing that. So I had to take all of the letters down that I'd put up and re-put it up. But I really feel like I was learning, you know, how to become a real teacher because, you know, you're going to face all different sorts of obstacles like that. Once the kids came in, we actually had a fire drill, and so it was kind of interesting, you know, going through that again. You know, being quiet, you have to get in your place in line, and how it's, you know, different from high school now where it's chaotic, and we still follow procedure, but when you're younger, you know, they really want you to pay attention because, you know, it's a lot easier for a young person to not understand as much as a high schooler. So after that, we went into math time, and I was able to just walk around and help kids, you know, who needed help in their math book. So overall, my first week was a great week. I learned a lot of the principles of becoming a teacher, and I was able to observe both the IA and Mrs. Malin in my class. And I'm so excited for the weeks to come, and I'm excited for more interactions with the kids and to get interviews with the kids and hear what they have to say. For WHJE, this has been Addie Yost. For more podcasts on the primary, go to WHJE.com.